As I mentioned, there will be some specials on TV this week, over the weekend, about the Martin Place siege. I know that Channel 7 have a fair bit prepared after 6 o'clock with a special version of their news and leading into Sunday night. Here is a little bit of what you'll see on Channel 7 this weekend.
Analysing the fella and his attitude, I felt that there was no way you'd make a deal with this man. It was only a one-way ticket for him.
There's an old saying that my mum always used to tell me. Even in any drastic situation, as long as I keep my cool, there's a way out. Thought about her a lot.
I put my hands in my ears and it was just so loud, so many shots. What seemed to be like an eternity. I could smell the gunpowder. I could feel the heat of things like near me, hitting me, whether it was so close to me and that strong smell of gunpowder.
All right, that's some of what you're going to see on Channel 7 on Sunday night as part of Channel 7 News and the Sunday night program. Greg Parker you will see also as part of that program. He's a Channel 7 cameraman, and he was there watching all of this unfold, and he's on the line. Hi, Greg.
Good afternoon, Justin, and good afternoon, Sydney.
I thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat to me. And I know we're going to see a lot of those images that you were taking and that you were a part of, Greg. What is something that just sticks in your mind that when you close your eyes at night that you see?
Justin, unfortunately, it's reoccurring, really. It's still pretty fresh. And for a month now, we've been producing this documentary, which 6 o'clock on Sunday night will blow people's minds. It was 17 hours, 3 different cameras locked off, recording someone literally torturing people.
Yeah.
It's horrible, and I hope it's something in my career I never see again. It's people like you and me, mate, that we're having a coffee with their colleagues and friends. And
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Is there something, though, that I know this is getting very personal for you, Greg, but is there something that you're having trouble getting out of your head?
Oh, mate, obviously, and the families of Tory Johnson and Katrina Dawson would be doing it far tougher, but for me,
yes, of course,
seeing their last moments is bloody tough, mate. It's just something that
you saw their lives end.
Well, certainly saw Man Monis's come to a pretty shocking end. At the end of it, the sniper was watching window 2 where Tori was, and I was watching window 4. And you know, there's images that we still won't be able to show on Sunday night. It's that graphic, but all through the day, just seeing people being forced to stand there against their will, being tortured with a gun to their head, being made, you know, women in tears, collapsing, fainting. It's just so graphic and so horrible, mate.
Greg, there must have been, for you, a decent person standing back watching this, an unbelievable feeling of helplessness. And you can only imagine that the police must have had that tenfold, that unbelievable helplessness.
Certainly was, mate, and it's something that the sniper and I made small talk out over throughout the ordeal, because both of us wanted to see it come to an end, and we wanted to see all those hostages get out alive. And to be honest, I didn't care what way Monis's time came to an end by the end.
Oh, no.
You know,
no.
There was nothing but rage inside for him after watching what he'd done to people. But, mate, I can't help but feel so much pride and passion for the police that they charged into that building after he'd already fired 2 shots,
yeah,
knowing he's going to shoot at them. Like, what kind of courage does that take to
storm
a building knowing you're going to get shot at?
Gee, that's beautifully put, Greg. I remember thinking similar things, and other people had said it, but you've articulated it beautifully. Just think, you're right, think about that moment. Shots have been fired. You know there is a mongrel inside who is willing to shoot people, and yet you don't run the other way, you run into that fire.
Mate, two groups of 4 officers stormed from either side of the cafe to save absolute strangers. You know, it's not like they're getting any ridiculously huge salary, these police officers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm in awe of them. And through this ordeal, I really gained a whole new insight into the fact that the police went to turn every stone to make sure they could do whatever it took to get an end to this peacefully.
There must have been times during that, Greg, that you were watching, looking at the awful, trembling faces of these people, talking to the police, that it was going to end unbelievably badly. With bombs, with, you know, everyone being wiped out. You know, just this must, there must have been some terrible moments for people that were standing there watching it like this.
It was horrible. We my biggest fear was obviously that he was going to execute someone in broad daylight in one of those windows. Secondly, that he was going to detonate the bomb on his back. And thirdly, he was, he'd claimed he had put a bomb in Channel 7 where
you were.
And one of these officers were sitting, which was, you know, a bit unnerving, but at the same time, I sort of felt like we were in good hands, and I can assure you there was some pretty good weaponry around me at that point too.
I was in Channel 7 the other day to do my regular spot on Sunrise, and I look out, you know, in that spot that you were, I know exactly where that is. There's a lot of glass. I mean, you don't miss anything from that spot. You can see the whole cafe, you see the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's probably, you know, as a lot of the reports have said, it's probably a big part of why he chose the location he did. But the irony is that he thought he was getting exposure, but all he had done was put himself in a position where police were getting a live broadcast quality feed of every move he made. So ultimately it worked against him, you know, dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you had the chance to talk to any of the hostages? I mean, have you had personal conversations with them?
Yeah. For the last 6 weeks, there's been a group of us led by Mark Llewellyn and Mel Doyle and Mark Ferguson here putting together this special. But we've interviewed over half a dozen of them and heard their stories, and particularly Marcy, it's off the charts to have a Westpac executive, highly intelligent, articulate woman who was lying under a table next to Katrina Dawson at the end, literally communicating with her, looking her in the eye. When, you know, everyone knows the tragic outcome of what happened to Katrina, and but to see that first-hand graphic account and then match it up to the actual footage that we have is, it's just an epic, epic story. And I think you'll be amazed and compelled at 6 o'clock Sunday night.
I will certainly be watching it. Greg, good's not the word, but was that beneficial to you to be around those people and to talk to them?
It sort of seemed to work both ways. Like every chance I've had to debrief and tell people, from mates to colleagues, I find it helps, get it off your chest a little bit. But particularly to hear from the hostages what was happening to them firsthand, and to be able to match up stories of what I saw and what they were seeing out the window. And to try and help, you know, a lot of them kept saying that their biggest frustration was that there was no one there, that they couldn't see. They were wondering what the police were doing. And for me to be able to show them and point out that there were, in fact, hundreds of officers all around, and that they were doing everything they could to try and get a peaceful outcome, seemed to sort of click with them, and they resonated and sort of helped them process that they just didn't have all the facts yet. And by swapping stories, it sort of became a little bit clearer.
And how are you going? You all right?
I'm all right, mate. Got some great family and friends and colleagues. And, like I said, it's nothing compared to what Tori and Katrina's families are going through, and certainly nothing for some of those officers. And, you know, they do this every day.
They're preparing for it every day, doing it every day, worrying about it every day. But, Greg, thanks for the chat. And we will be watching. It's something I think it's almost a duty for us to watch, Greg, I think.
I think so, and I think as a city, I can't wait to see Lynn reopen, and I hope everyone gets there and supports it, and we go on with life and we don't let these heinous grubs affect our way of life.
Hear, hear. Thanks, Greg. Good on you, mate.
Cheers, Justin. Have a good weekend.
Greg Parker, Channel 7 cameraman.